And it came to pass that God blessed Rebekah, Isaac's wife, and she bare twin sons.
Sons, two of them.
The proud father.
That's me.
But don't forget, son, that they have a grandfather who is also proud of them. Grandfather Abraham, me.
You two act as if you've never seen small babies before.
Well, this is my first experience as a father.
How well I remember the day you were born, son. I was 100 years old. I had waited a long time for you. I thought I was about to die. But here I am, 160 years old, still alive, and welcoming into this world two grandsons, twin grandsons.
Jacob and Esau grew into young men, presenting striking contrasts, both in character and in life.
I can't get over it, how different Esau and Jacob are. Being twins, you'd think they'd be somewhat alike. But no, they're exact opposites.
God foretold one would be stronger than the other, remember?
Well, Esau is certainly the stronger.
Like Esau better than Jacob, don't you?
He's a daring young man. He fearlessly ranges over mountain and desert hunting game. And when he comes home, he always has wild and exciting tales to tell of his adventures.
And doesn't Jacob do things for you, too? Well, he has deep and abiding affections. His gentle, unremitting attentions add far more to my happiness and yours and the boisterous occasional attentions of Esau.
Well, anyone can see Jacob is your favorite.
The Lord is my shepherd, with him I am saved. His love is my shelter, his staff my support.
This pottage smells delicious.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Jacob!
I thought I heard someone call.
Jacob! Jacob!
Someone did call. Sounds like Esau.
Esau, is that you?
Yes. Help me.
Where are you?
Over here, under this oak tree.
I'll be right there.
What's the matter? Are you hurt?
I'm just faint and worn out.
Where have you been?
Hunting. I went too far, lost my way, ran out of food. I'm trying to get home, but I don't think I can make it.
Well, I'll lend you one of the donkeys. Here, let me help you over to the campfire. Now, that's it. Oh. Lean on me more heavily. Now you can make it all right. You rest by the fire. I'll round up one of the donkeys, and you'll be home before you know it.
You're cooking something.
Pottage. Oh,
smells good. Give me some.
Oh, can't. Don't have enough. Anyway, you'll be home shortly and can have all the food you can eat.
I'm hungry, faint with hunger. I want something to eat now.
I'll let you have the pottage. I mean, I'll sell it to you.
Sold. What's the price?
Your birthright.
Agreed. Now give me the pottage.
You know what you're doing? I mean, you realize, don't you, that if I get the birthright, you won't get any of the advantages of the firstborn. I will get them all. I will be the priest of the family. Through me and my seed will come the Messiah. I will get most of Father's wealth when he dies. I will be...
What good will the birthright do me if I die? You can have it. I want something to eat now. Give me the pottage.
You will confirm this by an oath?
I swear on my honor that the birthright is now all yours.
Here's the dish of pottage.
Years passed by until Isaac, old and blind and expecting soon to die, determined no longer to delay the bestowal of the birthright blessing upon his elder son, Esau.
Esau, my son.
Yes, father.
I am old. I know not the day of my death. Take your weapons, my son, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt me some venison. Make from it savory meat, and bring it to me that I may eat. Then shall I give you the birthright blessing.
Gladly, father.
Jacob, your father is about to pronounce the birthright blessing upon Esau. You should receive it. Now, quickly, we will disguise you so your father will think you are Esau. Then I shall make savory meat, and you will take it to him and receive the blessing.
But mother, father is blind, I know, but suppose he touch me. He can tell it's me. And the smell of the woods is on Esau, the smell of sheep upon me. No, mother, father'll...
Do as I tell you, and quickly, before Esau returns.
Father?
Yes, who is it?
It is I, Esau. I have brought you some savory meat.
Back so soon? Your voice sounds strange. Come closer. Let me feel your skin.
Yes, father.
Your hands are hairy, but you're... are you truly my son Esau?
Yes, sir.
And Isaac ate the savory meat and blessed Jacob, thinking that he had blessed Esau. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac, that Esau came in from his hunting. And he also had savory meat for Isaac, his father.
Savory meat? But I just ate it and blessed you.
Blessed me?
Who are you?
I am Esau, your eldest son.
Yes. Your voice. I believe you are Esau. Your brother has deceived me. I gave him the birthright blessing.
So Jacob has tricked me again. Twice he has cheated me. First he took away my birthright by force, and now he steals the birthright blessing. Well, I'll make him pay for this. Yes.